Hey, what's up, good people? How y'all doing? Wow, it's been long ones. It's been like 2 months since my last podcast, and I'll say I've missed you guys. I've really missed you guys. No, I miss manze. I've missed telling y'all stories, prepare some advice. No, I miss prepare advice kiasi hivi, but here I am. I'm back, and where do I start from, you guys? Where do I start from? Because a lot has really happened for the past 2 months. Yeah, a lot. I'll say, trust me when I say a lot has really happened. And I've learned a lot of things from just what life has thrown at me. I've learned a lot of lessons. Before I start telling you what really happened, I forgot to introduce myself to my new listeners. So, my name is Charity Awiti, and welcome to yet another awesome episode of my podcast, The Gangster Edition. So, let's get right into it. So, today I'd like to talk about expectations. When I say that I've learned a lot of things, I really say that I had too much expectations. I expected a lot of things from people, and I got disappointed. So I want to talk about expectations today, and how our expectations may end up messing us up and really just disappointing us, and just manze inakulet down. Our own expectations end up just disappointing us. For example, relationships. So you're in a relationship with someone, then you have like this picture in your mind of how you want this relationship to be like. You make future plans with this person in your mind. That is, you just build a lot of castles in your mind. But in reality, you expect your partner to have like the same perspective. Then when they start acting up, you feel disappointed. Like they're not really into you anymore. But really, it is your own expectations that hurt you. Someone once said somewhere that it's not people that hurt us, but really it's our own expectations that hurt us. And it's also not wrong. It's not wrong to have expectations, by the way. Every human being has expectation. If you don't have them, you're not normal. Every human being has expectation. You have something that you expect from someone you love, your family members. Every human being has expectations. It's normal, but I think it's better if you share your expectation with the other party so that they can know. Like, I had a friend of mine who was in a relationship with this guy. They just dated for like 4 months and all was well. Everything was lovey-dovey. All was just going well. But then one day, the guy just woke up and told the girl that he just wanted to be friends. Just from nowhere. From dating, just he wants to be friends. From nowhere, that he's like, I don't know. It was just confusing. This friend of mine was just telling me that, imagine, Uba Nambia, ati, let's just be friends. Ati, like, someone is tired of you, but he doesn't want to be direct. So he just puts it in a more softer way that, let's just be friends. So this girl was hurt, just nothing. She was so hurt, she was so shocked. She was just wondering where all this friendship, this bullshit of being friends had come from, and they're just okay. And by the she had expectations. I look at expectations more from this relationship. She was so disappointed. She was so angry at herself. And she cried a lot. But in the end, she had to move on and accept that she expected a lot from the relationship. And had really invested a lot. But in the end, I'll say that we are all human. We all have expectations, and we all make mistakes. And the sooner we accept our mistakes, the faster and the quicker we move on. So I'll say that don't have too much expectations on people, you guys, because they might disappoint you. In fact, they'll disappoint you. So just rely on yourself. You're the only person you only got yourself in this world, man. So rely on yourself. Just rely on yourself. So if you have had this huge expectation and got disappointed, hit me up and tell me how you dealt with it. Thanks for listening in, and remember to stay safe and keep it gangster. Bye.